Happy Monday, guys. What's up? How are you? Welcome into the Monday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast on bettingpros.com. It's always being brought to you by BetMGM. All right, so Sunday wasn't great, obviously. Picks weren't that great, and I chased a little bit with the 49ers, and I was able to get in on that. We had taken the 49ers for our Circa play and the DraftKings play, and then I took it unofficially for the podcast, just for my own personal bankroll. I went ahead and took it at +3.5. That hit. It helped in the Circa Million, too. It helped in the DraftKings Pick'em Contest, Championship Football Contest. So got out of the weekend, got out of Sunday, you know, okay, not drilled, but obviously, yesterday was not great. 2-3 on the props. 1-4, I believe we went up going. I'm going to stay away from betting totals after this weekend, but I've already bet one for tonight, so I'm already committed. But I'll talk about tonight. I'll talk about a couple plays I got going here for tonight. We have already given you KC -3.5 in the over for Dallas and Arizona. I do have a prop bet on each one of those games and a baseball play to explain and talk about coming up here today on the podcast. But just a quick update as to where we are. We are over 300 reviews on Apple Podcasts, so we hit that goal. Thank you. We are nearly at 1,000 subscribers for the YouTube channel for Betting Pros. Very close to getting to that. Another great Sunday of talking to you guys and having that live stream 11 a.m. Eastern every Sunday. That was a ton of fun. And now we look towards the home stretch here for the Clyde Edwards-Helaire autographed helmet. If you've not entered into that, please do so. Leave the review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Screenshot bettingpros.com/juice. Leave it there. And you're entered. If you've already entered into it before, you're good to go. You don't need to enter into it more than once, but you know, we're growing quickly. We're having a lot of fun. And so we're going to keep it rolling here with prop bets, and hopefully we'll keep things going well with us from a baseball and football perspective here into a Monday. So congrats to the Dodgers on winning the National League. We got the World Series right. Now, we're not always going to have that, but when you pick the World Series in July, I picked the two best teams. So I'm not going to sit here and pat myself on the back and be like, way to go on out on a limb there, Matt. But, you know, we bet the Dodgers and we bet the Rays to win the American League and win the National League. Now, I bet the American League for the Rays at +1,000. That cashed, that made the weekend. I didn't care about anything else for the weekend because that bet cashed, and that was awesome. So that was a huge, you know, 10-unit win, and it just rocketed us, you know, it just wiped away any losses for the weekend. But the Dodgers, I have them at +330, so to win the World Series. I'm going to explain how I'm going to play the World Series coming up here in a second. So you may not like what I'm going to do, but and you may not have to. Look, if you bet the Dodgers +330, you don't have to follow this, but I've often talked about the fact that I hedge. It's what I do. I like guaranteed wins. I don't care really how much it is. I don't need to roll with it. I would rather have a guarantee and kick my heels up and watch the series and enjoy it and pull for one team over another, but I don't like Tampa. And I don't like L.A. People were saying, like, I hate the Dodgers, they suck, or I hate the Rays. Guys, I hate the Dodgers, and I hate the Rays. I just like my money more, okay? Let's be clear here. I'm from Boston, okay? Remember, I am a Boston Red Sox fan. I am a Patriot fan. I am a Celtics fan. I don't like Los Angeles. I don't like Tampa. Sports-wise, they're both fine cities. I'm talking about in sports. I don't like their teams, okay? So understand that, you know, sports betting is about making good bets. It's about betting on teams, about betting on things predicting things are going to happen. It's not about the laundry or the players wearing the laundry. Mookie Betts is a Dodger. You think I want Mookie Betts winning a championship in Los Angeles? Do you think I want to deal with that? You see those damn catches that guy made? The Boston Red Sox traded that dude away. Think about that. The Boston Red Sox said, we want Mookie Betts playing for somebody else. That guy, with that skill set, that guy needs to leave Boston after winning a championship, being homegrown, developed, cultivated, and then you let that guy walk? You trade that guy. You actively trade, not that he walks, you trade him to Los Angeles. I mean, Alex Verdugo could be Mickey Mantle for all I care, and they traded Mookie Betts. think about how much that stings. So if you're wondering where I am here in the World Series, not exactly jumping up and down to watch the Dodgers victory, you know, win. But if they're going to win, at least I'm going to take part a little bit here and be, you know, in the green, if you will, if I'm not going to watch these guys, if I'm going to have to watch these guys celebrate and raise, you know, a World Series trophy. But tonight, you've got a chance with BetMGM. If you have not subscribed or become a new user yet for BetMGM, I should say, the Juice100 promo code is still active and available for both games tonight. You bet $1 on either of the four teams to win tonight. You'll win $100 in free bets if either team during the game you bet on scores a touchdown. This is valid in New Jersey, Indiana, West Virginia, and Colorado. So you like the Cardinals to win? Great. Bet $1. If a touchdown gets scored in that game, you will win $100 thanks to BetMGM. If you use the promo code JUICE100 when you sign up for a new account with BetMGM. Now you're going to go to BetMGM.com. To get more information, you're going to get, for terms and conditions, you must be 21 years or older to enter into this contest. This is valid in New Jersey, Indiana, Colorado, and West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. Okay, so we've already given you Kansas City -3.5. And the over in Dallas and Arizona. Okay, those are the two plays. We've already made them. It is chalky as hell. It is public as hell. Everyone's going to be on it tonight. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. But the books got cooked on Saturday night with that fight. With Lomachenko losing to Lopez, the books got annihilated. So what happens on Sunday? Of course, the books destroyed the public on Sunday. We'll recap it during the book report coming out on Wednesday off of Betting Pros. But Saturday was really bad for the books. Sunday was really good for the books. And I mean really good for the books. So Monday, maybe it's time for the public to come back and get some of their money back. So taking the Chiefs -3.5. It's 5.5 right now at the time of taping. If you didn't bet it, and you are looking for a way to play this, here's how I would do this. And I might do this myself, but I haven't gone there yet because the number is not at 6. If the Chiefs hit 6, you can tease the Chiefs down to a pick. And then you take the 55 and you tease that down to 49 and take the over for the Cardinals and the Cowboys. I don't hate doing that. So that's a way of playing it. You should get somewhere, depending on the book, -140. It's not great, right? I bet -3.5 at -110. So I have a better number with the Chiefs. But that number's not available anywhere. So I'm not telling you to do that. But if you didn't play it on Friday when we talked about the Chiefs and I said, hey, bet the Chiefs now because it's going to move. And it was 3.5, 4 at the time. And now it's 5.5 and maybe up to 6. To me, look, they may cover all that. They may blow out the Bills. Who knows? I think they win. I think they win by, you know, 4 to 5 points at least, probably 7. But if you're worried about that, that's one way you can approach this game tonight. If you don't have any bets in yet and you want to be a part of it, I would say you can tease. And it's going to be a very popular teaser, okay? And the books are going to be very hesitant to go to 6 for this very reason. But tease down to 6. From 6 to 0 on a pick, take the Chiefs and take the total down to 49 and bet the over for the Cowboys and the Cardinals. So that's one way of playing it. I do have one prop in either game that I want to talk about here. We'll start with KC and we'll start with the quarterback, Josh Allen, for the Bills. Now, this is going to be a shootout. The Buffalo Bills defense is getting lit up like a Christmas tree. I've been telling you guys this now for a couple of weeks. They can't stop anybody. They give up big yardage, both on the ground, but really through the air. They just get diced up. You know, Tre'Davious White is coming back, so that's a big addition. But even with him coming back, I still think that this is going to be a game where the Bills are behind, and they're going to have to throw. They've got Diggs. They've got good weapons. John Brown might play, so that would be good to get him back onto the field. I got the Josh Allen over passing total at 290.5, and I bet the over for a quarter unit. Josh Allen over 290.5 passing yards. I think that's pretty good. I think that's going to be pretty safe. And if they go down big, you know, they're going to have to throw to get back into it. I think they know they got to pass anyway. If you don't like that, I do have a lean on Devin Singletary under 54.5 yards rushing. If you look at the Bills, they don't run the football very much. I mean, 3.8 yards per rush is 26th in the NFL, but the Chiefs give up 5 yards per rush. That's 28th in the NFL. So the Chiefs' defense doesn't really stop the run all that well, but the Bills don't run the football all that well. So I don't know if they are really going to want to run here. They're going to want to throw, and they might be from behind. So if you don't like the Josh Allen over 290.5, Devin Singletary under 54.5 yards rushing, I didn't play it. I mean, maybe I will, but I'm not officially, not for the podcast. Maybe that's what you want to go ahead and play. If you want to, you want two props going, go ahead and play that. Devin Singletary under 54.5 yards rushing. And on the late game for the Cowboys and the Cardinals, again, I'm going to go chalky here. And Kyler Murray to score a touchdown, anytime touchdown, is plus 130 is where I got it. And I think Kyler Murray is going to run the football in. I think Kyler Murray in the red zone, the best weapon that the Cardinals have right now in the red zone is Kyler Murray. Like, they have a tough time moving the ball down the field. And when they get a chance to score, I think Murray running, Murray, I think, has a big game. And I would look to a lot of his props because the kid 6-0 in this building. He's going to have family and friends in the area. He loves this Jerry's World, AT&T Stadium, primetime game. Cardinals defense is bad. Chandler Jones out for the year. We know how bad the Cowboys defense is. I think Andy Dalton's going to be okay. I'm just not ready to bet on him yet. But I think Andy Dalton's going to be all right. I've said this for a while. I think he's going to be okay. I think people are sleeping on him a little bit here as to what he can do and who he can throw to. I just need to see a game first and before I put money behind it. But I think Andy Dalton's going to have a decent run here with this Cowboys offense, in particular if they run the rock. That's one thing that I have a lean on. If you want to talk about, I have a lean on Singletary on his over 54.5. Same thing can be said for the Cowboys in the rushing totals here. From Ezekiel Elliott, his rush total is 89.5. Again, that's a little high for me with Zeke, but I think they're going to run the rock and pound the run here because you don't want Dalton back there throwing all the time just because he's not really used to it. So maybe you look at that. So over Elliott rush total would be something that I would lean on, but the offensive line for the Cowboys is so banged up that it's a little bit concerning for me with that. So I didn't play that. I didn't pull the trigger on that, but that's sort of a lean on the over for that. So under... The lean on Devin Singletary under rushing yards. I did bet Josh Allen over 290.5 passing yards at minus 110. And then Kyler Murray at plus 130 to score a touchdown tonight with the over 55 and the KC Chiefs at minus 3.5. Now, here's how I'm going to play the World Series. Okay. I like guaranteed money. So I have gotten the Rays at plus 180 here in Vegas to win the World Series. Plus 180. I have the Dodgers at plus 330. I have one unit on the Dodgers to win the World Series at plus 330. I now have one unit on the Rays to win the World Series at plus 180. All right? So if the Rays win, I lose my Dodgers one unit bet. I wind up one unit, 0.8 units. If the Dodgers win, I'm going to wind up 2.3 units or whatever it is. I like guaranteed money. I'm going to come out in the beginning, and you could say, Matt, you could have waited. Dodgers win game one. You get even a better price. Why don't you just wait for that? That's fine and all, and we can do that, but I'm just not going to do that, okay? I have some risk aversion to that just because what happens if the Rays don't win and they don't come back and win? So I'm just going to, right now it's plus 180. That's good enough for me to go ahead and say, let's put one unit down to win 1.8 units. When I've got one unit down to win 3.3 units, let's just play it like that. So now I can watch the World Series. I'll pull for the Dodgers because I win more money if the Dodgers win. But if the Rays win, I'm comfortable too. No stress. Kick my heels up. I'm in the black already. I plus 1,000. I'm already in the black for baseball. I'm going to wind up for the year in baseball, and that's phenomenal. So I haven't seen the Rookie of the Year award yet, and I've got a plus 400 bet on Luis Robert with the White Sox to win Rookie of the Year. I don't think he's going to win it, but we've got that still going for Rookie of the Year. And that's all the bets we've got for baseball left. So I'm going to enjoy the World Series. I got guaranteed money one way or the other. I know I'm in the black for the World Series for baseball. And for me, that's a pretty good spot to be in. So I like that. I'm comfortable with that. So I'm going to do that. If you don't have the future bet on the Dodgers, you don't have to do that. You know, but that's just the way that I'm doing it. That's, you know, the point of this podcast is to tell you guys what I'm betting, and then you can use it for your own information. You can fade or follow it. If you want to fade it, go ahead. If you like the Dodgers, take the Dodgers, but you're going to lay, you know, juice. Do I think the Dodgers win? Yeah, I do. I think the Dodgers win it in six, but that's here nor there. Dodgers win, I win more money. So I want the Dodgers to win. I'm not exactly unbiased on that. So for Monday, here are our plays. Kansas City, -3.5. It's 5.5 now. Like I told you, you can tease it down. If you wait till it gets to six and tease it down. But we played it back on Friday. KC, -3.5. Dallas, Arizona, over 55 in the late game. Josh Allen prop at +2.5 units, or playing it at 0.25 units. 290.5 yards over passing for Josh Allen. Leaning on that Singletary under rushing. And we're taking Murray at +130 to score a rushing touchdown, or any touchdown, really. Murray to score a touchdown at +130. And leaning towards the Zeke over rushing total of 89.5 yards if you want something extra on the game as well. Rays at +180 to win the World Series, to hedge on the Dodgers at +330 to guarantee a payout for us here for the World Series, which starts on Tuesday. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. We'll be watching both games and sweating out both games with you guys tonight on Twitter for Monday Night Football. Another doubleheader. Let's get after it tonight, and we're back on Tuesday morning for another edition of the Daily Juice Podcast off BettingPros.com, presented by BetMGM.